think they ranked towards kind of the bottom of the league in some areas, but what have they been good at?
The things that they have been good at, I mean, they've got some players out there. I mean, when you look at Slay, we've been watching some film on him, and he's an extremely talented corner, really good just in coverage, in and out of his breaks. So it's just been a point of emphasis for us. If you are lined up against him, just making sure that, you know, that you sell your routes, that you take your time, that you're patient, because he's a guy that he's not biting on double moves, and he can be physical as well as finesse. And then also Quinn in the back with the safeties. He's real, real smart guy, been in the league for a long time. He'll come up and hit you too. So we're just basically really keen on those guys. But other than that, good defense. They're going to try and get to the quarterback, but we feel like we have a good plan for him.
Jordan Hicks. Detroit obviously does a really good job of getting the ball to running backs out of the backfield, Theo Riddick. How much more difficult does that make it for you this week?
I don't know if it's necessarily more difficult. We go up against one of the best backs every day, and that's Darren Sproles, with that type of stuff, getting him the ball and, you know, allowing him to be a part of the pass game. So I think we've got a lot of good preparation through camp, through, you know, every time going against him. But, you know, that's a big part of their game is getting their backs the ball. So obviously we're ready for it. You know, we practiced all week. We've seen their routes, so we're ready.
Jordan Matthews, Frank talked this morning about the real unselfishness with the skill players on this team. The big reason why there's been that success. Have you really noticed that the first 2 weeks of the season?
Yeah, definitely. I think earlier I said that we need to be like the Spurs. I told them that, you know, we need to be the type of team that you don't know where the ball's going. Everybody needs to be able to make a play at any time. But the way you even have that ability to do that is the character has to be instilled in the guys that we don't care who's going to go out there and make the plays, and that we're always going to be excited whenever somebody goes out there and does something to help this team. And I can't, like, express enough how excited I am to be a part of a team like that, because there's not a lot of teams like that in the NFL. Like, selfishness will kill you from the inside out. It reeks. The team hates it, and then everybody notices it, from you guys to the fans to the organization. So, you know, just when you look at the guys on our team, you look at Sproles, you know, if I would have came to you and said, hey, he's going to go for 120 and a touchdown, you know, this past game, you'd be like, you know, you'd have no clue. You know what I'm saying? I went 400 the first game, haven't the last two games, but then the second game, who steps up? Trey Burton does. He has a huge game versus Chicago. Brent Celek's been consistent each time. And then I feel like this has been without – who I consider one of the top five, you know, tight ends receiving in the league when it comes to Zach. So now you add him back to that fold. You've got a large group of guys who can go out there and make plays. I still feel like there's a lot of things we can do with DGB that we've yet to be able to do. So the next 13 weeks, I think you're really about to just see us as an offense open up and just spread the ball around. But I'm telling you, man, like, this team is not fake. Like, the guys on offense, we love seeing other guys make plays, and everybody's in it for each other, and that's the best part about it.
Jordan Hicks, you guys were in Detroit last year.
Yeah.
Obviously, different team, different regime, all that. From a defensive standpoint, Calvin's not there anymore. In a weird way, has that made him a little bit more difficult because they're more willing to spread the ball around now?
No, absolutely not. If Calvin's out there on the field, it's obviously he takes most of the attention. Last year, we had so much attention on him that other guys were able – you know, to be in one-on-one situations and kind of get exposed a little bit. So, you know, with Calvin not on the field, we're able to, you know, really spread it around. And we're not, I mean, at the end of the day, it's not about who they have. It's not about what they do. It's about what we do. That goes offense and defense, this whole team, special teams, whatever it is. It's all about us. As long as we focus in, do what we're supposed to do, execute when we're on the field, execute the game plan, we'll be all right.
Thanks, guys. Jordan's out.